In part two of the 2022 Canes opponent preview series, we're going to preview the Southern Miss Golden Eagles, our opponent at Hard Rock Stadium on September the 10th. Well, Will Hall's back for a second year at Southern Miss. He went 3-9 his first year and 2-6 in the conference, but in his 8 years, he's 59-29 overall. Now, when you look at Southern Miss, it's been one of those things for many years. In Conference USA, they were absolutely a solid power. They went to bowl games every year. They had winning season, and that was the norm. And they won the conference championship in 2011. Then came 1-23 run. The 1-23 run. You follow that up with a 3-9 record in 2014. You bounce back. You win Conference USA in 2015. No, you're back to the title game, I'm sorry, 2015. Then came the loss to South Island 2020. And then coaching changes would follow shortly after that. And all of a sudden, this team went 2-19 against FBS teams. Last year, their offense was terrible. And their defense couldn't do it all. And it got real bad. The offense didn't hit 20 points against an FBS program until November 19th. But Will Hall's team managed to pull off two late wins. And now he's got the momentum, a new conference. They're going to the Sun Belt. And they're going to have the most experienced teams in that league and a loaded defense. And if nothing else, they're going to have depth, transfers, and experience on offense. Now let's take a look at that offense for Southern Miss in 2022. Let's be honest. In tackles for losses allowed, that offense was dead last year. But they get a whole lot of experience back. They were also dead last in turnovers, by the way, and among the worst in the country on third down conversions. Oh, and scoring could still use some work. They averaged 266 yards and 18 points a game. However, that offensive line is going to be retooled, and it got a lot of work this offseason. They brought it, yes, it's a veteran group with depth, but they brought in a lot of those are coming through the transfer portal, and it's going over a coaching change on the offensive line. Sam Gregg comes over from Liberty. Now he's got to get that combination to make sure blocking does a lot better. They do have very good running back at Frank Gore Jr. Yes, he is the son of great Hurricane Frank Gore and future NFL Hall of Famer. They get a transfer from Mississippi State in Janari Dean. He's going to try to get playing time along with the second leading rusher on the team, Dejon Richard. The quarterbacks, let's be honest, they have to survive behind a line that's just god awful. Six different members of that team threw at least 11 passes last year, and it's going to be Ty Keyes after a strong offseason, but that is still in flux with five other options still there to be had. The receiving core is one of their biggest strengths. And you could thank Jason Brownlee for that. He came off a 46 catch, 8 touchdown season in 2021. So he's fine. Jacarius Gaston is another big target who can stretch the field. And like everyone else on that team, except the quarterback, the transfer portal is bringing help here as well. Well, let's look at defense. Considering the offense was god-awful, the defense was pretty good, but there wasn't a pass rush, but stopping the run wasn't too bad. And the pass defense was the best in Conference USA. However, that's misleading because the team on their slate that could had a few problems doing it. However, that secondary is very, very good, and it has a lot of options. While the D only came up with 11 picks, a lot of those were late in the year. And Natron Brooks is a solid corner, and they have their leading tackler back, Malik Shorts. And now going into the Sun Belt, that could be a very solid back end for them. Now they got to get help with a pass rush. Welcome to transfer portal again. Josh Carr earned All-Star honors last year on the edge after leading the team with 4.5 sacks and 9 tackles for loss. But this is going to be about transfers from JUCO and from Mississippi State and Ole Miss that weren't good enough, that will help boost that rotation on the defensive side of the ball. They get Jalen Williams from Arkansas and Amandus Cooley is 6'2", 305. He comes in from Mississippi State, and Quentin Bevins from Ole Miss is going to play a role on the inside. Let's be honest, that linebacking core has hitters. Hayes Mays has been one of the team's leading tacklers the last couple of years, and Santrell Latham and Swazi Bozeman can get all over the place. They have a 234-pound backer in TQ Newsom, who was the team's bigger linebacking options after Maples. Now let's take a look at the keys to the season for them. When I look at their preview, let's talk about a couple things. When you look at the keys to their season, of course, Will Hall has done a lot, but they got to stop allowing so many plays behind the line of scrimmage. Their pass protection was terrible and was the worst in the nation in tackles for loss allowed. It allowed 8.75 tackles per loss a game, which wasn't quite as awful as the worst lines over the last few years, but it was still pretty bad. The turnovers and lack of offensive consistently followed the problems up front. The keys to their defense this year, simple. Do better against the run. Now, the defense, to be fair, did a lot of things right. It was very good against in the red zone. It didn't allow a whole lot of first downs. And the pass defense, at times, showed signs of brilliance. However, secondary doesn't have a lot to work with when offenses are just having a lot of good fun running that football. It wasn't the attacks that were killing Southern Miss with huge runs, but they managed to pound away enough to move the sticks and keep control of the game and get the time of possession going. Now, the run defense early wasn't too bad, but it allowed 200 yards or more in a run of 4 games in 6 and started giving up over 5 yards per carry on a regular basis. Again, the key to their season is going to be Ty Keyes. The question is he really their guy? Jack Abraham's gone. He left for Missouri. Trey Lowe only got in a few games of work last year. Jake Lank led the team with 843 yards. And the true freshman, Zach Wilkie, might be the most talented option in the mix. However, where Keyes is very dangerous is his feet, is his legs. He has okay skills and seemed to be the main option back in the spring. But no matter who it is, they got to really have continuity there. The key transfer is offensive tackle Colin McMullen, who's a sophomore. Now, their starting five up front should be pretty good. But the idea is you got to get more options in that rotation and find somewhere to get some semblance of production. And to do that, you got to keep people fresh. This is where McMullen can come in. 6'5", 305, came in from Mississippi State. You could put him in there right away to take over somewhere up front in that rotation. Right now, Southern Miss can use as many pass blockers as possible. Let's look at the season. The key game is October 8th at Troy. Now, last year, they started off losing to South Down in the opener, and then it got beat by Troy 21-9 in Hattiesburg. Now, 4 games into the season, coming off a 2-week break, they start to get life in the Sun Belt for real. I mean, in other words, we're going to find out who they are. Now, that conference schedule is manageable early on. After our game September 10th, you start to get more winnable games. Troy's going to be better, but if Southern Miss really has improved, that Troy game October 8th has really got to be that moment where they can really be a force in the Sun Belt. When you look at last year, in the second quarter, opponents outscored Southern Miss 110-34. When it came to sacks, Southern Miss only had 23 for a loss of 166 yards, while their opponents had 44 sacks for 360 yards. And this was the big one, total yards. Southern Miss had 3,195 yards total. Their defense allowed 4,302 yards. That's a problem. Now, let me give you my season prediction for Southern Miss and what will happen next, in my opinion. When you talk about Southern Miss, how fast can they get their experience into wins, into getting better? Yes, it's still a young team, but it has veterans and starters now, and there's a ton of depth and options to go with after they went big in the portal for just about everything and everywhere. Now, there's a chance it all comes together, but only if the offense can figure out how to score. And that offensive line has got to be the starting point in that by knowing how to block. Now, their secondary should be the best in their conference. The issues on offense, yes, they appear to be addressed, is a big help to be in the West, not in the East. See, this is a great shot. They could double the win total from last year. They only had two. They may even triple their wins. Now, Vegas has them at 6.5. Now, the defense should be keeping them in every game outside of our game September 10th. And that will be a problem because after that, they travel the coast. They go up the coastal, and that should be a loss right there. Other than that, it's pretty much a coin flip for a shot with a shot to win. It has to produce, but they can win at North. They can win against Northwestern State, Ark State, and South Owl. That's a must. It needs to take care of business on the road at Monroe and at Texas State. Now, when you look at this group, anything less than 6 in bowl eligibility will be a major step backwards. It's not crazy to think it could battle for the West in that conference if it could take care of Louisiana and Hattiesburg. When I break the numbers down, they say 6.5. I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm going to go over that. I'm going to probably say 7-8 wins when I look at Southern Miss's schedule. Let me see. When you look at Southern Miss, I mean, this team can win. They say when you have the line at 6.5, I'm actually going to go over that. I'm probably going to go when I look at the numbers. It's kind of going to go probably when I look at the numbers. They open at home against a very good Liberty team. 0-2. I think when I look at their schedule, realistically, I could see maybe 8 wins for them if things go right. So my prediction's going to be probably 8-4 in that conference, maybe. Yeah, I think 8-4. I think 8-4. I'm going to say probably 8-4 for Southern Miss in 2022. So that's my prediction. I think they're going to get better. I think they triple their output this year. I'm going to go 8-4. For Southern Miss in 2022. In part 3 of the 2022 opponent preview series, we will preview the Texas A&M Aggies.